Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ryan Horvath from BetMGM tonight. Him and Brad Evans do a great show weeknights, Monday through Friday. As you're watching the game, tune them on, whether you're near a BetQL radio station or stream it on your Odyssey app. Highly, highly entertaining, and you'll like it. They'll give you some good information, too. Follow Ryan again on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Ryan, good afternoon. I'm assuming that you probably knew Navy was going to beat Oklahoma.
No, you know, I didn't. I bet both sides of that game. That's what I love about these bowl games. So, like, if you wanted to bet Navy, you should have bet them a couple weeks ago because they were 9-point underdogs, 6.5-point underdogs. And I don't know why anybody thought anybody would want to go for Oklahoma. They only had, like, 54 scholarship players, only, like, 55 guys in pads today. So then the line got steam where Navy actually became a 1.5-point favorite. So I played Oklahoma plus 1.5, and I had Navy plus 9. So I actually won both bets because Navy just won that game by 1 point. But I would have said, you know, Oklahoma probably wins the game. I've loved Navy all season long. But, like, look what's happened when, you know, these teams have stepped up in class. Them and Army, I'm sorry. You know, like, these service academy teams. They're really good football teams. But when they're playing these Power 4 schools, these SEC opponents, they probably shouldn't win the games outright. But that's what I love about bowl season, man. You know, like, it was obvious that one team wanted to be there. The other team didn't care a whole lot. So I didn't really see them losing the game or winning the game outright, but, man, that was fun, and that's what I love about this season. You know, we kind of, like, rag on these bowl games. If it's not the college football playoff, who cares? I feel like some people do care, and all these games have actually lived up to the hype. They've been a lot of fun, where these NFL games have kind of all been stinkers, including that Seattle Bears disaster last night.
Yes, that was a disaster last night. Let's stay with college football here before we get to Packers and Vikings officially. Mason Crosby Show weekdays 9 to 11. He left. He is on his way to the Alamo Bowl to go watch Colorado, where he played, obviously, take on BYU. Colorado by 4.5 in that one tomorrow. What say you on that one?
I like Colorado in that game. You know, as long as everybody plays, I feel like they would want to send those guys off on the right note. You know, I know, like, everybody wasn't a big Deion guy year one. People were going back and forth on him. But, I mean, you got to give him a ton of credit for what he was able to do with that program this year. I mean, they were a good football team, man. I mean, they had a legit shot to win the conference, to win the Big 12. Got tripped up there at the end. BYU, also a good story this year. I just think Colorado is the more talented football team. Again, like, you probably want to check and make sure everybody's going to be able to play or is going to play in this game. But if Shador's out there, if Travis Hunter's out there, I like Colorado. I'll probably ride them one last time as 4.5-point favorites, which is funny because it's a team I bet against a lot last year. But this year, that changed a lot. They got a lot better in the trenches on the offensive and defensive line. I just think they got some studs, man. So I think they should be able to win that game by a touchdown.
All right, let's talk about another game here. Two top 20 teams, Miami and Iowa State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I only care about that because the trophy is so cool, being a toaster itself. What say you in that one?
I think I'm going against a lot of people on this one. I'm going to play Iowa State. I just feel like I know Matt Campbell's going to have his guys motivated and ready to go. And they've been a really good football team this season. It's kind of weird because usually I like them a little bit better defensively than I do this year. But this year, they were actually really explosive on the offensive side of the ball. They got some really good receivers. I like the quarterback enough. And with Miami, they have the better players. They have the NFL players. They have Cam Ward and Damian Martinez. But, like, Cam Ward is going to be a top five pick, most likely. He's going to be the second quarterback taken. So I'm wondering, like, you know, how motivated is he going to be? It looks like he is going to be out there. I'm going to give the coaching advantage to anybody coaching against Mario Cristobal, especially Matt Campbell. So I like Iowa State in the game.
All right, let's talk about Packers and Vikings coming up 3:25 on Sunday after that game goes final. You make the switch back here to the Fan for the Green Bay football postgame show driven by Young Express. I'm looking forward to taking your calls, go inside the box, hear from guys in the locker room. Packers have released their final injury report for Week 17. Out Jair Alexander. Out Andre Dillard. Nobody cares. Out Quay Walker. Out Evan Williams. Questionable Javon Bullard, who's practiced all week. I would assume he'll play. Tyron Hopper, questionable. And Christian Watson, also questionable for this game. LaFleur did say that the door is open for a possibility for him to come back and play in this game against the Vikings. Now that you know that, and Ivan Pace Jr. is back for the Vikings this week, where do you like going on this Packer-Vikings team? Because I've seen Packers favored by one. I've seen Packers-Vikings even. I'm not sure what you got in on.
Yeah, it's probably going to close. Maybe I would say Minnesota slightly favored in this game. I mean, if I'm Green Bay, right, and Christian Watson is even 60%, 70%, 80% health, I'm sitting him out in this game because the Packers are already in. And you're probably going to be – I mean, you kind of know your path already, right? So,
well, they have a chance like to get to the – but they have a chance to get to the five seed. I mean, if they beat the Vikings
– The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here and the Vikings lose to the Lions in the last week, they can have that five seed.
Yeah, I was arguing about this with my family last night. Everybody wants that five seed and everybody wants to beat the Vikings. I get it. I hate them too. But like a lot of people are being pretty hard, I think, on Jair, and I get he's been practicing. But again, like I want Jair shutting down Justin Jefferson in the playoffs.
Right.
I don't care about beating the Vikings in the regular season. We've been there. We've done that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think this team right now, and I hear a lot of people coming around, I think they're good enough to win a Super Bowl, right? Especially with everything that else is going on in the NFC. The Lions are beat up right now, man. In their path, they might not even win the division. The Vikings, as good as this season's been, I mean, they're really well coached, but I'm going to take Jordan Love over Sam Darnold in a playoff game. It's that simple to me, right? And then who else do you really trust in the NFC? I like Philadelphia, but now they're dealing with injuries. They always have drama. They have Nick Sirianni, their head coach, fighting other coaches on their own team. So right now I really like the way that the Packers are trending. I'm not saying this game isn't important and the five seed isn't important. I just don't want to rush guys out there. If a guy's hobbled, I want everybody 100% for a playoff run. So I do want to improve the playoff seeding. I do want to beat Minnesota. You always want to beat the Vikings. I like Green Bay. I think they win this game. I think the benefit that they have is Minnesota is still playing for the division, whereas Green Bay can't win the North. All they could do is improve the seeding. So I think maybe LaFleur kind of goes deep in the bag this week. You know, run some trick plays. Try some stuff out for the playoffs. Now, don't give away too much, but I just kind of think that they're going in there playing with house money. You always want to beat Minnesota. It's a real rivalry. They're a good football team. So I think Green Bay is going to win the game. I keep saying this, though, and I keep waiting for Minnesota to get tripped up. I like them, if you remember, coming into the year to win 8-9 games. I did not see this team being a double-digit winner. But I just eventually feel like, man, they come back down to earth. And we know what Brian Flores is going to do. He's going to blitz the heck out of Jordan Love. We got to remember that first matchup when Love threw all those picks and played terrible, he was, what, maybe 50, 60%? He was not healthy in that game. So Brian Flores was extra aggressive with the blitz because Love couldn't move in the pocket. Now he's the healthiest he's been. We're getting that second half run of Jordan Love. So I don't know how you bet against this Green Bay team right now, man. I think they kind of, this team reminds me of the team that Rodgers won the Super Bowl with, right? Like, they're just getting hot at the right time. It hasn't been that disastrous of a season with injuries. Remember, that team had like 18 guys on the IR. But I just think, man, this is what you want. You want to be the hottest team coming in. You don't want to be the Detroit Lions, who had 10 wins right away, and now you're dealing with all these injuries. So I like the Packers to win the game, but I won't be too angry if they do lose it, you know?
How would you stack up your power rankings in the NFC right now as far as the best, I don't know, top five teams?
I think you got to go still, like, the Lions number one. I mean, they have the injuries. So the Montgomery injury doesn't bother me. And, you know, the Hutchinson injury did bother me. But, man, I mean, even if you're watching these games the last couple weeks, the guys that are playing on the offensive line, that's their strength. Taylor Decker and all those guys, they look really beat up right now. Frank Ragnow looks old right now. So I still have them number one, but I have Philly right there at number two, 1B. My issue with them, Jalen Hurts' concussion situation, the drama with A.J. Brown, even though they looked great together 2 weeks ago, and then Nick Sirianni, you know, because it all does come down to coaching. Number three, I have to have Minnesota because of record and because of the head-to-head win over Green Bay. Number four, I have Green Bay, but, I mean, again, they could easily be the number one team. And then number five is a great question. You know, 1 week it could be the Seahawks. 1 week it could be the Rams. I think, like, right now you almost have to say the Rams because they have a top-five offense. They're healthy at the right time. And, again, coaching. I trust McVay more than I do any of these other coaches in the NFC, you know, more than I do Todd Bowles and some of these other guys. But the Packers are four, and they could easily, again, be the number one team. This is just kind of like what they've done the last couple years. Well, the last 2 years. They get hot in the second half where a lot of these teams are hot to start the season. And I'm fine with that. I'd rather be the hotter team going into the end of the year, kind of like in baseball.
All right, Ryan Horvath, thank you so much for coming on, my friend, and we will do it again next week.
Yes, sir. Sneak pick. Before then, we got to play. Notre Dame is going to beat Georgia. All right, they're gonna beat up on them pretty good.
But you're a Notre Dame homer. I struggle with you and your Notre Dame picks. You're such a homer.
I pick against them all the time. I had them under 10.5 wins this year. I was wrong. That's an NFL team. Now the scary thing is they lost their best player on defense. But man, I mean that team. I just, you know, Georgia, everybody's all freaking out about, or not freaking out, everybody's all hyping up the Georgia kid, the five-star that's going to start this game, Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah.
He's like my height. He's like 5'11", 165 pounds. You're asking him to go beat Notre Dame?
You're not 5'11". Aren't you like 5'9", maybe?
Oh, well, you're talking to Winkler too much. I'm 5'11". 5'11". Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Ryan Horvath, thank you, sir. Thanks. Enjoy bowl season here in the next few days. There he is, Ryan Horvath of BetMGM Tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath.